We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
New warning in the Middle East.
Iran threatens to retaliate against an attack.
Trump administration targets golden states.
California's standard kind of became the national standard.
Storm batters southeast Texas.
Imelda is going to drop a lot of rain.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. As the U.S. weighs a possible military move in the wake of the attack on Saudi Arabian oil facilities, the Saudis are set to detail evidence, and the country at the other end of the finger of blame is sounding off. CBS's Cammy McCormick is at the Pentagon.
Iran warned this morning that it would retaliate against any attack by the U.S. or Saudi Arabia, and it would not be limited to the source, which could mean it's threatening U.S. military ships and personnel in the region. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is right now on his way to Saudi Arabia. The Saudis are expected to directly blame Iran for attacking their oil facilities. The U.S. has concluded the drones and missiles came from southern Iran. With more, here's Ian Lee in Riyadh.
CBS News has learned those missiles and drones came from the opposite direction from which they previously had air defenses pointed to, and that is Yemen. To make sure an attack like this doesn't happen again, Saudi Arabia has joined a U.S.-backed force to protect vital shipping lanes and oil facilities while asking South Korea to help bolster air defenses.
Well, the battle lines have been drawn as the federal government is set to revoke California's auto mileage standards. A longtime waiver has given the state power to impose tougher ones to limit emissions. White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
The Trump administration says the same rules should apply across the nation, and it's set to implement its own standards, more lax than ones proposed during Barack Obama's presidency. The Natural Resources Defense Council's Simon Moo says the big winners here are the big oil companies.
And that's because the oil industry will be able to sell more gas-guzzling cars on the road using more of their products.
Today's move is likely to be opposed by at least some of the car makers. Four auto companies recently teamed up with California to announce they'll abide by tougher emission standards than the Trump administration is set to require. The state of California is expected to sue. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
Now to southeast Texas, getting a drenching from tropical depression Imelda, which formed fast yesterday. CBS News meteorologist Jeff Berardelli says flooding is a big concern.
Total rainfall is likely to be widespread a foot, some places over 2 feet of rain, especially in isolated areas east of Houston.
Bermuda is bracing for a swipe from Hurricane Umberto, and newly formed Tropical Storm Jerry could be a threat in the Caribbean by the end of the week. Israel's repeat election, designed to settle a political logjam, has done anything but.
Israel is in political limbo after the election ended in a deadlock between Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and former Israeli General Benny Gantz. On the streets, uncertainty.
The governmental map is just becoming more divided. We're all kind of wondering what's going to happen. I would call it very chaotic.
Neither candidate has a clear path to form a government, placing Netanyahu's 10-year grip on power in doubt. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
A House panel's first impeachment investigation hearing saw Democrats mix it up with former Trump campaign chairman Corey Lewandowski. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
2 years ago, he got an unusual order from the president.
He dictated to you exactly what he wanted you to put into the mouth of Attorney General Jeff Sessions, correct?
I believe he asked me to deliver a message for Jeff to consider delivering himself.
According to Lewandowski's own notes, Mr. Trump wanted Sessions to, quote, meet with the special counsel, Robert Mueller, to limit his jurisdiction, because the president was, quote, being treated very unfairly.
President Trump tweeted this morning that Lewandowski was clear that he, the president, didn't do anything wrong or illegal. A prominent political donor is facing criminal charges. CBS's Nikki Batiste says the case against Californian Edward Buck accuses him of being a sexual predator with no regard for human life.
Prosecutors say Buck used the bait of narcotics, money, and shelter to lure victims to his home, where, in a position of power, Buck manipulates his victims into participating in his sexual fetishes. Buck is an LGBTQ activist who has donated tens of thousands of dollars to high profile Democratic candidates, including Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton.
And two men died of a drug overdose at Buck's house in 2017. Five women have filed lawsuits against Lyft, claiming they were sexually assaulted by drivers. One says she was taken at gunpoint across state lines and then raped. Lyft has promised new safety measures. Transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve has new details about some of what investigators are set to suggest as they look into Boeing's grounded 737 MAX jetliner.
Sources tell CBS News this panel of international air safety regulators will make about 10 recommendations to the FAA, including the need for more transparency, better communication, and information sharing during the approval process for aircraft. It's also expected to call for a new focus on how pilots interact with the increasingly complicated automated systems on new airplanes.
A new report from a group that supports abortion rights says the number and rate of abortions in this country has fallen to the lowest level since 1973, when abortion became legal. The analysis says the birth rate is down and more insurance plans cover contraceptives. In our Eye on Earth series, CBS's Steve Futterman has food for thought.
The UN's International Panel on Climate Change says a quarter of greenhouse gas emissions come from land use and food production. Jonathan Foley is an environmental scientist and the executive director of Project Drawdown. He says a move towards balanced diets could help humans adapt to and limit climate change.
How we clear-cut rainforest, how we practice farming, how we raise animals, how we use and waste food, and so on, is also a big contributor to climate change.
The IPCC concludes that diets high in grains, nuts, and vegetables have a lower carbon footprint than those that are high in meat. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
It's expected the Federal Reserve will lower interest rates by a quarter point today. Global pandemics are thought to be the stuff of the distant past or futuristic movies. But what about right now?
A panel of global health experts is warning that we're facing a mounting threat from deadly pandemics. The Global Preparedness Monitoring Board calling on all governments to beef up their medical preparedness and their research programs now. Otherwise, it says there's a real threat that a contagious disease like Ebola, flu, or SARS could spread globally in less than 36 hours and kill an estimated 50 to 80 million people, wiping out nearly 5% of the global economy. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
Well, there's this headline from Boston. Yastrzemski homers at Fenway Park. It hasn't been seen in more than 35 years when Red Sox legend Carl Yastrzemski retired. Last night, it was his grandson Mike hitting one out in his first game in Boston, helping the San Francisco Giants to victory. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.